It's really interesting to see where Perot did the best, because when you get some of these third-party candidates, you can see some things that disappear when you just look at the two parties. Because you can think of states like Alaska and Utah and Idaho and Kansas, very Republican-voting states, as recently states like Mississippi, Tennessee, Alabama, and South Carolina have been. But when it came to Ross Perot, very, very different story indeed. Perot came in second in Maine after Clinton, and second in Utah as well. So he did very well in the West, not well at all in the South. So again, you can see this real distinction between intermontane West, the Southeast. They often both vote Republicans, but underneath that, there's some very, very different patterns. We'll see that again with some of the other campaigns. 1996, Clinton running again. Perot still in there, but his support has declined significantly. This map in 96 looks a lot like the previous one. Again, Clinton's certainly winning his home state of Arkansas, Louisiana. Again, a solid swath of states through the middle of the country. Loses Colorado, but picks up Arizona. Loses Georgia, but picks up Florida. Otherwise, it's pretty much the same map. And you can see Clinton came very close to getting a majority, didn't quite do it in this election.